going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
With the 27th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Malachi Starks, defensive back, Georgia.
I just think it was remarkable, you know, the way that he could discuss football, his awareness, his ability to call out the plays from their defense before we even showed the plays, just based on formation. His ability to dissect and talk about what happened in any given play and to know what his teammates were doing in any given play. I mean, it was like he was a coach. And, you know, we just, when he got up, we just were all kind of like looking at each other. And we use a grading scale. We grade every interview, and a 7 is the best. And across the board, he got straight 7s. So it was just super impressive. I haven't seen that type of detail in a long time.
I feel like it was a really good place for me to be, just with the type of organization that they run and, you know, the history they have there as well. Just the things that they've been doing the last few years, I think it's a great fit for me. Just to come in and learn from a guy like Kyle Hamilton and a lot of vets in the room like Marlon Humphrey, I think it's amazing, and I think I fit the culture very well.
So you heard from Eric DaCosta last night after the draft, where they had the post first round press conference, and they raved about Malachi Starks, called him a red star prospect. They also, and the other part is Emin Wari's still on the board. So
yeah,
it's not one of those things where they say he's our favorite guy, but we would never know because the other guy was gone. They obviously like this kid more than Emin Wari. They take him at 27. And Jason, what's interesting, and I'm sure this has happened before, but I couldn't remember it. All the mocks, not all, but most of the mocks had them taking Starks at 27. You had them taking Starks at 27. Very rarely does that work out that way when it's so deep down in the draft, but the Ravens got their man at 27.
Yeah, it's not a surprise. It broke the way we thought it would break. A lot of the names that you saw linked to the Ravens early in this process, the Harmons of the world, the Shamar Stewarts, I told you guys, those dudes are going to be long gone before the Ravens pick.
That Booker. You
know, Walter Nolan, people, I'm not sure he's a first-round pick. Really? I'm kind of surprised he didn't go even a few picks higher. So tapping into that first tier of edge or D-tackle was, to me, going to be a pipe dream. So it broke how we thought it would break. There's some second-tier pass rushers there, like the kid from BC. There's a bunch of corners still there, but this is not a great corner class. And
the
some of the top
got
ones
some
have some have some warts, injuries or otherwise. Some don't have ideal size. Even the kid Denver took. I mean, that's a small slot. Like, there's no – he's not going to get any taller. He's not going to be able to play the boundary. He's not going to get that much more physical. It sort of is what it is. Now, if that's what you're looking for, to try to put your defense over the top, so be it. So it broke how we thought it would break. And then there'd be a bunch of offensive linemen, including a potential top 10 pick coming off a serious knee injury, who I told you, if the Ravens don't take him, then Andy Reid or Howie Roseman will. He's going to go in the first round, and he's going to go there. And that's Simmons, and I'm sure they at least thought a little bit about Simmons. But it's clear that they had great conviction in Malachi Starks. And all things being even remotely close to even, Malachi Starks would be the pick. And as Bone and I discussed quite a bit on the show yesterday, the more I thought about this, the more I became convinced it was Starks, based on a multitude of potential sort of this guy versus this guy, this guy versus that guy, this guy versus this whole group of players, because of their core beliefs. And to me, Eric DaCosta, one of the things he believes the most about football roster construction is, I want all the athletes who can play the ball in the air, and we will manufacture pass rush. Give me a 6-footer and a 6'3" and a 5'9" and a 6'1" collection of corners and safeties who have flexible hips, who can play in the slot, who can play in the boundary. Some can mimic what we ask our linebackers to do. Guys who can blitz from the slot. Guys who can be physical in the run game. Guys who could play in the box or toggle at free safety. That wets their whistle more than anything else. And we'll figure out the other stuff. We can get Van Noy off the scrap heap. We can get Justin Houston off the scrap heap. We can get Clowney off the scrap heap. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
We can manufacture that. We can't manufacture athletes on the back end who can disrupt the ball in flight. And it fell apart for a big part of this year because the free safety wasn't a free safety. And you just go back to, how did we get here? All the six packs we've done, biggest strengths of the team, biggest weaknesses, biggest need. Why did Roquan go from a $20 million linebacker to an $8 million linebacker? Because he didn't have Kyle Hamilton playing next to him as much. How can they get Kyle Hamilton playing next to him as much? You got to get another safety back there who can play the ball in flight, who can allow them to really move Kyle Hamilton as much as they want. Where you've got two other guys in certain cover two looks that you'd rather have on the back end so that Kyle Hamilton can help out Roquan Smith within 10 to 15 yards in the line of scrimmage. That was a primary need, maybe the biggest need on the football team. And this draft had multiple kids who were worthy of the 27th pick overall, if not higher.
That's what makes Starks so valuable, is it's one player, but it's a domino effect on this defense, because having him on the back end, and this is someone who's a three-year starter, he was a first-team All-American, he was a second-team All-American, talked about his ball skills, he's a willing tackler, he can play man-to-man, it frees up Kyle Hamilton, and it helps you all along your defense in doing that. And they commit so much to this secondary, and I dug into it deep, and we'll get into it more during TMI, but three out of the past four first rounds, they have taken someone in the secondary.
Jason, I want to follow up on what you're saying, because this pick, assuming Malachi Starks is who they expect him to be, this is almost a 3-for-1, because what it does is you get that safety, which lets Kyle Hamilton be the jackknife guy who was the playmaker, first-team All-Pro 2 years ago.
Yes.
Oh, and in doing so, he helps Roquan Smith closer to the line of scrimmage and frees Roquan up to do what he does best. So if everybody's playing at their best level, now you've made two other guys better and made the defense better by selecting this guy.
Well, and you have now three players who you trust, again, based on matchup, down, distance. You trust them more to one degree or another, but you have a certain amount of trust in now Malachi Starks, Ardarius Washington, Kyle Hamilton, all playing free safety for you based on the situation. Last year, until they moved Kyle Hamilton back there, and then he helped Ardarius come along, they were playing a lot of games last year in which they had no one.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning, because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is a joke. We're talking about Eddie Jackson and
that
Marcus.
That was fun, right?
Like, that was their safety pair for a lot of key games against good offenses and good offenses in the AFC. So we've gone from that to this. Oh, yeah. And we also now have a coordinator who in year two should be a lot better. And he has one of the best, most creative secondary defensive coaching minds in football, Chuck Pagano, helping him out. And Chuck Pagano's here from the day Starks gets in the building, not Dean Pease coming in October to try to, like, put Humpty Dumpty back together again. All of that should bode really well. And you think about this franchise, and you think about the length and breadth of it, and DaCosta's been here an incredibly long time. And I just think the ghost of Ed Reed is still in that building everywhere.
They've been chasing.
They had arguably the greatest free safety in NFL history at an era where the game was starting to change from run base to pass base, where second down was becoming a throwing down, and for some teams, first down, the Andy Reid teams, the really advanced teams, first down was starting to become a throwing down, right? Kyle Shanahan offense is starting to come in at the end of Ed Reed's career. First down could be a throwing down. And they had the blessing, and maybe partly the curse, of seeing the best to ever do it for as long as he did, almost his entire career here, a little bit of Houston and the Jets at the end or whatever.
It was a joke. Yeah.
But like, and I think they saw the impact that had, and I think they've been sort of in their own way chasing it. And frankly, I'd rather see them invest draft capital in it than waste the money they wasted on Earl Thomas or, I mean, even, you know.
Marcus.
Definitely. I mean, even Weddle, like, he kind of hit the wall pretty early in that contract in terms of what they could ask him to do anymore. So this is who they are. This is what they believe in. This is quintessential Ravens moves. And we'll talk more through the course of this show, previewing tonight and day two and the rest of the draft. They're certainly going to have to lean into the D-tackle on the edge of it all.
Yes.
And maybe and linebacker,
yes,
too. And maybe some of that starts a few hours from now.
Some interesting names on the board, including a quarterback that a lot of people expected to get drafted yesterday that did not. We'll get into that a little bit later. But we have a huge Friday show. We get started guest-wise, 3 o'clock. Our friend Ariel Epstein, the prop queen, Beltway Ben, they have their best bets heading into the weekend. At 4 o'clock, NBA playoffs going on. Our NBA insider, Mo Hamilton, updates us on what he's seeing in the playoffs thus far. And the Pittsburgh Steelers did not draft a quarterback. They got Derek Harmon, defensive tackle out of Oregon. Brooke Pryor covers the Steelers for ESPN. What does she think about what they did and what they didn't do? She joins us at 5. We're done at 5:30 for Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Bone and Ryan Ripken as the Orioles and Tigers start a 3-game series tonight at 6:30.
Yeah, it's interesting. We started talking probably 2 or 3 weeks ago a little bit more about the draft, and I told you I'd been talking to Bobby D quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Shamar Stewart and Derek Harmon were two kids he loved, two kids he told us, hey, and I told you guys, hey, they look like they belong in the AFC North. Like, I don't know if those kids are going to get there to the Ravens because, like, the Bengals, they got to get through the Bengals and the Steelers to get there.
Yeah.
And sure enough,
they did not.
They're both in the AFC North. They did not get even really close to where the Ravens could have picked them, and it's going to be really interesting to sort of chart their course moving forward. Do the Steelers take a quarterback tonight? Do the Browns take a quarterback tonight? Do the Bengals spend the rest of their draft on nothing but defense? We'll get into that before we talk to Brooke as well.
Coming up next, though, night two of the draft, rounds 2 and 3 are this evening. What are our expectations for the Ravens in day 2 of the draft? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.